All right, we are back with another Instant Reaction podcast because the Patriots traded up once again, giving up pick 100, 139, and 172, shipping it to Las Vegas for pick 91 and 159. So, of course, they're moving up nine spots, moving down 20, and then moving up, whatever, 30 from the other one, 20 from the other one. It's late. Sorry. But the point is, they go out and they get an offensive weapon for the now official QB1, Jarrett Stidham. What do you think, Spags?
I'm fired up. We'll get on Stidham in a little bit. But Asiasi, the first tight end taken before the fifth round since Rob Gronkowski in 2009? That was 2009 draft? 2010 draft. Okay. 2010 draft. So, hey, they're making it, you know, they're making it official that they're going all in at tight end. They knew they got nothing out of that position last year, especially offensively. This kid is a pass catcher, very fluid in and out of his routes. 6'5", like 250, something like that. Fantastic pick. I really like it. I mean, when you saw him trade up, you knew they were going to, you know, go for a wide receiver, tight end there. I did get a little nervous. I thought maybe they were trading up to get a quarterback. There might have been some teams flirting around. But with who picks at 90? Sorry, I'm trying to look at the board here. But there were some teams in front of them that might have been in the market for a tight end. I think they felt
tight end just went
up and get him.
95 right here. Broncos just took a tight end.
DeGuara, so. And he got suspended. I don't even think he finished the year at Cincinnati, but crazy. Hey, Bryson Hopkins, you heard him. You heard Adam Trautman. Tight ends are coming off the board now. They're still there. They got their guy. I mean, hadn't heard a lot of buzz with this kid around the Patriots, but all night you haven't heard buzz around these guys that they've picked. Hey, I'm finally happy. They invested in the position. They're going all in at tight end. They finally realized that they need that in this offense. Haven't seen him too much as a blocker. But all I know is he can catch the football, and he's very good after the catch.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things I like about Asiasi is that, you know, that's what he brings to the table, actually, is that he's a good blocker as well. And he needs work. I would say he needs work in both ends. He needs work catching the ball, and he needs work blocking. But he has a good, solid foundation in both. He's really good after the catch. His run after catch is really good. He's a solid rack guy, which is nice. But he's a good blocker already. He has a good foundation of that, and he's a good pass catcher. And so to find a guy who can be in line, which you think he's going to be the majority of the time, he's going to be in line. And every now and again, they'll kind of flex him out maybe here and there. But to me, you know, he's going to be an inline guy for them. He's going to come in and block right away. I think his play strength is pretty good right off the bat. And so I think here's a guy that can step in and play tight end day one. You're starting tight end. Now, is he going to be Rob Gronkowski with 10 touchdown catches rookie year? Probably not. Okay. But you know, just to have a guy that can be functional on those seam routes and make some catches and get some yards after the catch, that's what they need. And Jarrett Stidham, again, now he's the number one quarterback, right? You're not drafting a guy in the fourth round and starting him. That's not happening. So Stidham's the number one quarterback now. You need to have something else, okay? And this offense was so good at tight end when they had Gronk and Hernandez and what else. And so, to me, you get a guy that can help out a lot. And so, I like it a lot. Trautman's still on the board. It's kind of crazy that they traded up. Everyone was looking Trautman. But Asiasi is a guy who, a little bit under the radar pick, he's maybe not quite as sexy as Trautman is because he's not quite as athletic, but really good run after the catch. You know, contested catches aren't the best, but he's an all-around tight end, can kind of do it all, and that's what the Patriots want and need, and I like the pick a lot at 91.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, going to step in right away and play just because they really have nothing else at the position.
Right.
It's still not great. You know, it definitely needs some work. Will they take a flyer on a guy in free agency? Delanie Walker still lingering out there, maybe on a veteran's minimum. Who knows? I do think you need a complimentary. Maybe they double dip and they get someone tomorrow. Who knows? But he did go to a very, very good high school. De La Salle out of California produces studs, was a top 50 recruit coming out of high school. Only had 9 catches heading into his senior year. A little bit of a red flag there. But like I said, I really wasn't going to complain if they went a tight end in the top 100. I trust them to identify the talent. Granted, they haven't really invested in it, like I said before. Yeah. They haven't taken one before the fifth round since Gronk. But hey, we should be happy. We got a tight end now. Let's get him in the mix. Yep. Big target, great seam runner. Like you said, probably need some work, contested catching, high point in the ball. But I'm happy. Finally an offensive guy, too. We don't have to break down defensive guys and guys setting the edge. Absolutely. And all this. But yeah, we got to be happy. And hey, my guy, quarterback one, let's go.
That's right. That's right. So he's going to help out. Now, listen, they have a ton of picks tomorrow. Right now, they have no picks left tonight. Now, that could change, but they have no picks left tonight right now. Tomorrow, they have, in the fourth round, they have two fourth-round picks, 125 and 129. They just picked up a fifth-round pick, which is 159. They have four sixth-round picks, 195, 204, 212, 213, and one seventh-round pick at 230. So they have a ton of picks tomorrow. There's no chance they make all those picks. Now, they use a few of those to trade up and get someone here at the end of the third round? Probably not, but maybe, you never know. Do they trade one or two of those to get some picks next year? I'd be shocked if they didn't come out of this draft with some picks for next year. So I'd be expecting that. But there's other guys like OJ Howard that's on the board. There are other guys kind of floating around that are NFL players that people are looking for, you know, looking for trade targets from. And if the Bucs can't get anything back, you know, for O.J. Howard, they've been trying to move him, supposedly.
You've been driving that bus for a while.
It makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
You know, and obviously, they haven't addressed wide receiver position. They probably feel more comfortable than the rest of us. Obviously, N'Keal Harry, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Only played, what, 8 games last year. Expect a big year from him. Jacoby Myers and Jared Sinema. I know it was the preseason. They had a very good connection there. You know, very good chemistry. They lit it up. And I think I said it before, but I think Jared Stidham helped Jacoby Myers make the team. He really balled out with him at quarterback. Right. Obviously, Edelman's getting old. They kind of need that slot guy. I do think that N'Keal definitely excels more inside, but he's a prototypical bigger slot. I think KJ Hill's still available. James Prochet, just some guys that should be there tomorrow. Will they get him at 125? I don't know. They could be gone before we get off this podcast. But, you know, like you said, 2/4, a fifth, and 4/6 tomorrow. Is that correct?
2/4, a fifth, 4/6, and a seventh. Yep.
And a seventh. Okay. So, you know, have to expect a wide receiver at some point. It was a deep class. Like I said, I would love KJ Hill. Will he be there? Who knows? But overall, you know, definitely the most shocking night. I don't think we had predicted any of these guys coming here. Maybe Uche, maybe a little people had a little bit with Jennings, but three defensive guys that can help. You know, I think two of them, Uche and Jennings, can help right away, and then Asiasi is going to help right away. So I'm happy.
Yep. No, it's good. And again, you know, you're trying to build the best defense you can. And then, of course, you know, after the defense, then you're worried about, you know, you're worried about the offense and doing everything you can. And you know, especially for Stidham here. And look, the wide receiver position, I think it's important, obviously. Okay. But they invested a first round pick last year. They invested a second round pick this year. And so they've spent a lot of draft capital on that position already. For them to now go out and use a second or third round pick again this year on it, I just think that's a lot. I think they're happy with N'Keal. I think they're happy with Sanu and Edelman. And I think you're right with Myers too. So they have some guys that they can bring in. They're definitely going to draft one in this draft. There's no way they're going to go the entire draft without taking one, but does it have to be in the top 100? Not necessarily. So again, long way to go. Ton of picks tomorrow. And like we said, they have enough that they could even theoretically get up, and, you know, and take someone by the end of this draft, by the end of this round as well, but doubtful, but you never know. So anyways, that's what we got. And we'll, if we're not back tonight, we'll be back tomorrow. I know Mark is going to have a quick pod, kind of breaking down the day two, and then also looking forward to day three as well. If this is the last time we talk to you tonight, make sure you check that out, and we'll talk to you. Like I said, if it's not later tonight, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.